Star Wars 7x7 episode 2942. We're going to go on a run of interviews over the next few days. It's the last of the interviews that I did at Star Wars Celebration Anaheim in May of 2022. And today we're going to kick things off this final run with Laura Kelly of Force Toast. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So if you've been listening to episodes over the last few weeks, you've probably heard me share reviews from Apple Podcasts that help the podcast get found more readily, and I've asked for listeners to contribute reviews if they haven't yet already as we are counting down or getting up to 3,000 episodes, however you want to put it. And so a lot of you have actually done that, and I'm really very grateful, and I wanted to share some of those new reviews that have been posted, starting with this one from Rendar27. That's good fun. Entitled, "This is the podcast I was looking for. I have been a Star Wars fan for as long as I can remember, and when I came across this podcast, I was ecstatic because it is that perfect dose of daily Star Wars joy. There's so much Star Wars storytelling going on that I cannot personally keep up with it all, but Alan gives me the perfect summary of everything going on that I can pick and choose the areas that I want to focus on. I also like Alan's positive attitude and appreciate all of the work that he puts into the show." So Rendar, may I call you Rendar? Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. And yeah, it is getting to be overwhelming with all the storytelling stuff, and it's awesome and also, you know, overwhelming, like I said. But yeah, we'll, you know, try and keep up with as much of it as possible. There's still even a couple of gaps that I haven't filled yet in that regard, but I'm working on it. And I love that you're also saying you want to pick and choose what stories that you listen to, and that's great. Everybody should listen to the show however it works best for them. So Rendar, thank you so much for that review. I really appreciate it. And if you listening haven't left a review yet on Apple Podcasts, even if you don't listen to the show on Apple Podcasts, you can still leave it over there, because that is still the big player in podcasting as far as audience goes, and leaving a review there will help more people find the show and add this daily dose of joy into their lives. So thank you very much for considering it. All right, so let's get to the interview with Laura. So Laura, as I said at the top, is part of the Force Toast podcast. She's one half of that duo along with Alice, who unfortunately could not be at Celebration Anaheim, otherwise she would have been part of this as well. And Laura is also part of the Jedi Way YouTube show along with John Rocha, which is great, and also a Schmodown competitor. So that's the big movie trivia situation thing. And I got to check that out, honestly. Like, it sounds like it must really be fun. And she does very well in that, from what I gather. And her Twitter bio also says that she's a notary, which is also kind of fun. So yeah, that's what Laura's deal is. And I caught up with her after a Lucasfilm publishing panel and got to ask her the one question interview, which, since we haven't done these in, you know, a few days or so, I'll just remind you that the one question I asked everybody at Star Wars Celebration Anaheim is, what's the biggest life lesson or a bit of wisdom that you've carried with you from Star Wars? And, you know, in the moment, it kind of comes out phrased a little bit differently here and there, but that's the gist of it. So before we get there, I just want to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the podcast, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be. And now, without further ado, here is Laura Kelly's answer to the one question Star Wars Celebration Anaheim interview. Hi, what's your name and your Star Wars claim to fame?
My name is Laura Kelly, and I talk about Star Wars on the internet. So I host a podcast with my friend Alice. It's called Force Toast, a Star Wars happy hour, and I host The Jedi Way with John Rocha on his YouTube channel.
And all right, here's the big question for you. What would you say is the biggest life lesson or a bit of wisdom you've gleaned from Star Wars?
You know, it's hard to kind of pick a life lesson. I think it's something along the lines of, like, what Maz says to Rey in The Force Awakens, where she says, like, you know, the belonging you seek is not behind you, it is ahead. And that is just one of my favorite quotes in all of Star Wars. And it's something I find really relatable, because when I sort of got into Star Wars, like, pretty late in life, like back in 2015, I was in a place in my life where I was really seeking that belonging. I just moved to a new city, and didn't, you know, it's so hard to make friends when you're an adult. So it was a struggle for like the first year that I was there. And when I, you know, saw that movie and heard that quote, that line really stuck with me, just, you know, based on where I was in my life at that time.
What a beautiful answer. I love that so much.
Thanks.
And so where can people keep up with you on your continuing Star Wars journey?
Can find me on Twitter. I am @shutup_Laura, and the podcast I host is @ForcedToastPod, so you can find me there.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Alan.
Seven is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.